right down here, okay? I got to get this. Yeah, right down here. Because I got to try to do, we're doing the nativity scene. We started this on the hanging of the green snide, okay? And it's, I want you to understand how the nativity set works, okay? So everybody's going to have to pay attention. I may ask questions if you don't pay attention, okay? All right. The Christmas story does not begin in Bethlehem. Yeah, it doesn't. It begins, I'm going up here quickly. It begins outside Jerusalem. Okay, can y'all see these two characters? Let me introduce. This is Elizabeth, and this is Zechariah. Okay? And Zechariah was a priest, and he was in Jerusalem offering the offerings, which were his responsibility. And he had a problem. His problem was his wife was old and they couldn't have children. A terrible, terrible problem to have. So he was kind of in there doing what he was supposed to be doing. And an angel came down and said, Zechariah, you're going to have a baby. And he goes, I can't have a baby. Elizabeth's too old. But God said, you're going to have a baby. And who knows the name of the baby? Colton? Huh? John the Baptist. You see, we're pulling John the Baptist into the Christmas story. So, you're going to have a baby. That's how angels. Now I got to get my story right. Okay. Now, a cousin of Elizabeth is right over here. How many of you know the name of this one? Mary. Very good. Did you know Elizabeth and Mary are cousins? And so that makes John the Baptist and Jesus cousins. Okay? So they live, let me get this right. Mary is single and she lives in Nazareth. And let me have this character here. And over here in Nazareth is her boyfriend, and his name is Joseph. Very good. Okay, so let me put them down. Pay attention. Important to understand. Mary's here. She's engaged. They're not married. They're not living together. And an angel comes and tells Mary, you're going to have a baby. And Mary says, I can't have a baby. I'm not married. I can't. And angel says, you're going to have a special baby. God's going to be his father. And she goes, okay. So, guess what? That's only half the problem. Here's Joseph over here. He's her husband-to-be. And she's pregnant and it's not his baby. So Joseph loved her and was going to divorce her quietly. And all of a sudden, guess what happened? An angel came. Joseph, you need to marry Mary. She's having my son. And Joseph says, okay. So, what we have, now listen, right now, we have Mary and Joseph. They are in Nazareth. They're not in Bethlehem yet. See up there on the hill? That's the manger. And the barn are in Bethlehem. They're south of us. And so, that's eventually where they're going to have Jesus, but we're not time for that. But I got to show you something. This isn't a story. Don't touch the story, okay? Look over here. Who are these guys? The wise men. Where are they?
Somewhere.
They're at the castle.
Somewhere in the east. They're not here. They don't get here for a long time. So we're going to move them a little bit closer. They're riding camels. And they're coming to see Jesus, but you're going to learn some more about that later on. So I want you to understand that the Christmas story is not just like you see on your coffee table. It happened over a period of time. But the thing that is most important to understand is that God's Son, Jesus, He came for a reason, and that was to die for your sins and my sins. So we need to remember it's very important to listen to God, because Elizabeth and Zachariah listened to God, and Mary and Joseph listened to God, okay? You got that? Listen to God when He speaks. That's what Christmas is all about. Let's pray. Lord, I thank you for these kids. Help them to listen and obey you as they grow older. For it's in Jesus' name. Amen.